Friday Night Blows is an interactive experience for our audience. We have a group of artists that will be sculpting glass, molten glass. It starts from the inception to completion, and it offers an opportunity for play-by-play interaction. The audience can ask questions. There'll be some input from our guests that evening as well.
Is this performance or art or a combination of the two?
The performance itself renders a piece of art. So we have artists that will be sculpting the glass, so it is somewhat of a performance. It's quite dynamic, resulting in that final piece of art.
People who have seen it know that the team of glassblowers works together and everything has to be really carefully choreographed. Is that more difficult with an audience, and do you have an idea in mind of what the final product will look like?
We do have an idea exactly what the final product will look like. That's our goal. The artists have quite a bit of experience with and without audiences, so that also affords them the opportunity to project what they're going to do, share that with the audience, as well as give them play-by-play through the steps. But yes, that choreography is very important.
The artists are creating works to donate them to the Interfaith Hospitality Network. Why did you decide to partner with that organization?
Queen City Glass Arts seeks to fulfill their mission of uplifting and educating the community through the glass arts, and we chose the Interfaith Hospitality Network because of their excellent work within our community. They offer homeless families the opportunity to seek shelter, food, support through a variety of local congregations, and it's an essential part of our community, so we chose to support them this month.
And there's usually a theme to the artwork created for these events. Can you give me a hint about the theme they'll be working on this Friday?
We'll be doing some sculptural pieces, and the artists have discussed a few things that would support the mission of Interfaith Hospitality, as well as possibly something affiliated with their logo.
What is it about artists and musicians, for that matter, that make them so willing to donate their time and effort for causes like the IHN? Do you think it has anything to do with the term starving artist? Can they relate to these causes?
I can only speak for myself. I think from my perspective, it's more of developing a sense of community. And organizations such as this really support our community. So as artists, I want to make sure we're giving back to those things that support our community.
Friday Night Blows is free and open to the public and is sponsored by Arts Wave. You can find out how to get details about the event and Queen City Glass Arts on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Amy Wheeler, thank you.
Thank you very much.